Open Language 英语，
英语改变生活。
Hey guys, this is Jason.
Hi, this is Cynthia. So today's lesson is about the last day at work.
So you've worked at your job for a really long time. It's been a wonderful experience, but you have a new place to go and you're saying goodbye.
Yeah, it's an emotional experience as well whenever you are giving your last day speech.
Yeah.
So, how about we listen to this dialogue? We have a person who has been with the company for a long time and they're giving their speech.
Mm.
So, take a listen.
In the past 10 years, we've seen colleagues come and go. But today we say goodbye to a colleague that has made a significant difference at our company.She has led the creative team with determination, optimism, and perseverance. She has brought an ample amount of innovative ideas and has always thought outside of the box for new ways of improving our products and services. We have appreciated all the hard work that Frances has done for this company. We'll truly miss her as a colleague, a friend, and an inspiration to us all. Thank you, Frances.
Thank you so much, Chris, for the compliments. During my time at James & Morrison,I've worked with some of the most brilliant people I've ever met. These are people who love their jobs and have worked hard to get to where they are now. These people are diligent and motivating, and I will miss them. I have a bittersweet feeling about leaving today. I've worked here for so long that I can't imagine working anywhere else. I'd also like to give special thanks to Tim. You're a stellar director and the best mentor anyone could ever ask for.All the advice you've given me has really helped me grow my skill sets and achieve the next stage of my career. Thank you to Greg, Stacy, and Janice for all their hard work and dedication. It has been a pleasure working with you guys. And of course, I'd like to wish Tina all the luck in the world. She'll be taking over my work from now. Congratulations, Tina. I know you'll do an outstanding job. I want to wish everyone the very best.Thank you so much, and keep in touch.
All right, guys, let's take a closer look at the dialogue.
Okay, so we have two people here. One person sounds like he is the manager, and he's introducing Frances. And Frances is the one that's leaving. So he says at the beginning of the speech,In the past 10 years, we've seen colleagues come and go, but today we say goodbye to a colleague that has made a significant difference at our company. So let's go back. We heard the word colleague. This is just a fancy term for coworker. So a coworker is a person who works with you.
Is there any difference in how we use colleague and coworker, or do we use them the same way?
Use them the same way.
Yeah,
I can't think of a difference.
One is not more formal than the other. Mm-mm. I think they're used about the same.
Yeah. And then we also heard the word significant. So she has made a significant difference at our company. Significant just means something that is big, that is important.
So not a small difference. She's made a really, really mm-hmm. big, significant, important difference at the company. He then says she has led the creative team with determination, optimism,and perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
So she has led the creative team. The creative team at this company is the team of people that work together to come up with new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So their job is to be creative.
Mm-hmm. And she's led them with determination, optimism, and perseverance. So let's look at this first word, determination. So determination means that you don't stop. You're going to do something. You're going to finish something.Optimism means that you're always positive. You stay positive. And then perseverance means that you work hard even when things aren't going right.
So those sound like really good qualities to have in an employee, right? It sounds like she was a great employee.
Yeah.
He then says she has brought an ample amount of innovative ideas and has always thought outside of the box for new ways of improving our products and services.
Mm-hmm.
So we have...Ample amount of innovative ideas. Ample amount or ample means a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
So a large amount, an mm-hmm. ample amount. It's the same, it's a fancy word to mean a lot.
A lot, yeah.
And then we have an ample amount of innovative ideas. Mm-hmm. Innovative means new, exciting, creative. Mm-hmm. She thought of new creative things. She thought of innovative things for the company.
Mm-hmm. And she also has always thought outside of the box. So outside of the box, this just means that she thinks creatively, that she thinks of ideas that are not traditional. She thinks of different ways of doing things. Okay, and the manager, he ends by saying, "We'll truly miss her as a colleague, friend, and an inspiration to us all." So an inspiration, this is the noun for the verb to inspire. So to inspire is to make people want to do something. And usually it's something good. It makes them want to do something good.
Mm-hmm. So Cynthia, you've been an inspiration to me in this job.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
What a great compliment. And oh, she happens to say that too. She says, "Thank you so much, Chris, for the compliments." So as you heard right now, Jason gave me a compliment. He said some good things about me, and that's what a compliment is. They're good words to say about someone.
She then says, "During my time at James & Morrison," which is the company, the mm-hmm, name of the company, mm-hmm. "I've worked with some of the most brilliant people I've ever met." Mm-hmm. So when you call someone brilliant, you're calling them super smart. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really amazingly, fantastically mm-hmm. smart. Mm-hmm. "These are people who love their jobs and have worked hard to get to where they are now."
And she also says, "These people are diligent and motivating, and I will miss them." So someone who is diligent is hardworking. She goes on to say, "I have a bittersweet feeling about leaving today. I have worked here for so long that I can't imagine working anywhere else." So when you have a bittersweet feeling, that means that it's good, but it's also sad.
Yeah, it's an interesting word, right?
Yeah,
so if you look at the word, you can see those two mm-hmm. meanings in it. You have sweet, and when usually in English we say things that are sweet are mm-hmm. good, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a sweet deal or mm-hmm. a sweet relationship. Mm-hmm. It's good. But bitter means not good.
So
you don't
good.
Like bitter things. So something that is bittersweet, it's both sweet, it's nice, but it's mm-hmm. also bitter. It's sort of sad or not
yeah.
that great.
And, I mean, your last day can be like that. I actually have a story about a bittersweet feeling, but we'll talk about that later. So, yeah, I mean, your last day at work can definitely be a bittersweet feeling.
Yeah, it's nice to know that you're going on to something mm-hmm. else, you're going to try something else, but you're sort of sad to
yeah.
say goodbye to everyone.
And then she says, "I'd also like to give special thanks to Tim. You're a stellar director and the best mentor anyone could ever ask for."
Wow, Tim.
Yeah, Tim. He's stellar. So stellar just means he's great. He's fantastic.
Amazing. He's an amazing mm-hmm. director and the best mentor anyone could ever ask for. A mentor is someone who helps you, someone mm-hmm. who is usually of a higher status, and they teach you things. Mm-hmm. They hold your hand and help you learn new things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, all the advice that he has given her has really helped her grow her skill sets and helped her achieve the next stage of her career. So let's look at this word, skill sets. They're just type of skills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So skill sets, like you have a woodworking skill mm-hmm, set mm-hmm. and a language teaching skill set mm-hmm. and an engineering skill set. Mm-hmm. It means lots of different skills mm-hmm. that come together in one set for a particular type of job.
Mm-hmm. And she says that these skill sets have really helped her grow and achieve the next stage of her career. So to achieve something is to successfully do something or get somewhere to some place. And this specific place is her next stage of her career. So next stage is just the next step. And usually it's the next step up. And career is, of course, her job, her professional work.
She goes on to say, "Thank you to Greg, Stacy, and Janice for all their hard work and dedication." Dedication is when you deeply care about something. When you're dedicated to a person, you deeply care about that person and you're going to work for them, mm-hmm. do lots of things for them. When you're dedicated to a job, you really care about that job mm-hmm. and you're going to work hard for that job.
So then she goes on to say, "It's been a pleasure working with you guys. And of course, I'd like to wish Tina all the luck in the world. She'll be taking over my work from now." So to take over someone's work means to do their job. Now Tina will be replacing Francis. She'll be doing her work, her job. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
In the past 10 years, we've seen colleagues come and go. But today we say goodbye to a colleague that has made a significant difference at our company. She has led the creative team with determination, optimism, and perseverance. She has brought an ample amount of innovative ideas and has always thought outside of the box for new ways of improving our products and services. We have appreciated all the hard work that Frances has done for this company. We'll truly miss her as a colleague, a friend, and an inspiration to us all. Thank you, Frances.
Thank you so much, Chris, for the compliments. During my time at James and Morrison, I've worked with some of the most brilliant people I've ever met. These are people who love their jobs and have worked hard to get to where they are now. These people are diligent and motivating, and I will miss them. I have a bittersweet feeling about leaving today. I've worked here for so long that I can't imagine working anywhere else. I'd also like to give special thanks to Tim. You're a stellar director and the best mentor anyone could ever ask for. All the advice you've given me has really helped me grow my skill sets and achieve the next stage of my career. Thank you to Greg, Stacy, and Janice for all their hard work and dedication. It has been a pleasure working with you guys. And of course, I'd like to wish Tina all the luck in the world. She'll be taking over my work from now. Congratulations, Tina. I know you'll do an outstanding job. I want to wish everyone the very best. Thank you so much, and keep in touch.
So as we mentioned before, leaving a job can always be a bit of a bittersweet thing for people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's exciting and happy because you finished something, you're moving on to something new, but it's sad. You're leaving people behind.
Yeah.
And Cynthia, I know you have a story about a bittersweet farewell to a job, right?
I do, yes. It was my first job out of college. I was working in Korea and I worked there for a year and a half.
Okay.
So it was my first real professional job, I'd say. And I met a lot of people that mean a lot to me. And I think it was just because it was the first country that I had lived in outside of America for such a long time by myself that I really got emotional on my last day. I know.
Did you cry?
I did. I know. I'm a big baby.
Oh no, you're crying when you said goodbye.
I did. It was terrible. And I think it might also be because I didn't really have a speech prepared. I didn't really think that my manager was gonna ask me to give a speech to all these children and to my coworkers, but he did. He put me on the spot, and I didn't really know what to say. And then I started to say something, and I just got really emotional because it really hit me. You know, it was like, wow, I really am done. So some advice for you guys out there, prepare a speech. Because if you've been at this job for a long time, then you might get emotional.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes. Even if you don't think you're going to start crying, you'll start talking and all of a sudden think, Oh my God, I'm going to cry. Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
I hate that feeling, and you're trying to hold it back and it just doesn't work.
So I ran out. I just left.
You left.
Because once I start crying, I don't stop.
Okay. Well, I hope to never see you cry.
Yeah. Okay. No goodbye speeches.
No goodbyes.
Then.
There we go.
All right. All right. So thank you for listening. Now you know how to give a goodbye speech on your last day of work. Thanks, guys.